Genesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's June 19, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring God. God, here's the age-old question. Do you really consider yourself all-powerful?
Well, there's a lot of discussion on that, Alora, whether I'm all-powerful or whether I'm all-knowing. But either way, it works out like this. When I tell somebody, hey, if you do this, you're toast, your soul is gone, you'll be destroyed forever. Guess what? If they do it, they're toast, their soul is gone, they're destroyed forever. If I tell somebody, hey, if you do this, if you follow my instructions, you're going to become a great person, you're going to live forever and do wondrous deeds and go incredible places, guess what? That person is going to live forever, go wondrous places, and do incredible things. I think it's more all-knowing, Alora, rather than all-powerful. But I don't think it really matters. What matters is that when I tell people something is going to happen, if they take a certain course of action, what's going to happen? What I said would happen. It always does. No matter how much people don't like it, no matter how much people say, oh, God wouldn't do this to us, if I say it's going to happen, it's going to happen. All-powerful or all-knowing, Alora? I don't think it matters too much.
Well, I kind of go with the all-knowing too, God. It doesn't really matter because whatever you say, it happens.
I think you've had the general idea, Alora, for a very long time. A very long time.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it.
We're back. Here's another age-old question, God. How old are you?
Alora, that is a matter of perspective. If you go back to the beginning of the universe, when the very first part of me appeared, I would be billions and billions of years old. If you go back to the beginning of this world, maybe a couple of million years old, when life first appeared on it. So it all depends on the way you look at it, Alora, and how much of me you want to consider is me when I first existed. So you're going to have to pick a time from when life first appeared on this world and when the universe came into existence. And somewhere in there, I came into existence. So let's just say it was a very, very long time ago, Alora, a very long time ago, and in a universe far, far away.
Then you're saying you're a part of any life that exists anywhere?
Absolutely, Alora. I am a fragment of the original life that began in this universe.
We'll be back again.
God may be reached at
Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com.